Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Theodore Roosevelt and the Making of American Leadership by John Knocke. Is a biographical leadership study centered on how Theodore Roosevelt developed, rather than simply possessed, the habits of leadership that defined his public life. The book is not a conventional cradle-to-grave presidential biography. Instead, it concentrates on the formative stages of Roosevelt's character, from his youth and early intellectual development through the crisis of personal loss, the Badlands years, and his rise in New York politics and national office. Drawing on unpublished letters and contemporary accounts, Knocke presents Roosevelt as a figure shaped by struggle, reflection, and action. The result is a fast-moving historical narrative that uses Roosevelt's life to explore a distinctly American model of leadership, energetic, confident, practical, and morally ambitious. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Roosevelt as a made leader rather than a born one. A central argument of the book is that Theodore Roosevelt did not arrive fully formed as a leader. Knocke emphasizes development over destiny, showing leadership as something Roosevelt assembled through experience, discipline, and repeated tests of judgment. This framing matters because it shifts attention away from personality mythology and toward process. Roosevelt becomes understandable not as an exceptional symbol dropped into history, but as a person who had to learn how to direct others, define priorities, and act under pressure. The book uses this idea to connect private growth with public authority. His confidence in office is presented as the result of earlier failures, intellectual effort, and self-correction. That approach also gives the biography its analytical edge, since it treats leadership as a craft built over time rather than a fixed trait. Secondly, the Badlands as a crucible of grief, resilience, and self-command. Knocke gives special weight to Roosevelt's time in North Dakota after the death of his wife and mother in 1884. This period is presented not as an interruption in his career, but as one of the decisive episodes in his leadership formation. In the Badlands, Roosevelt confronted personal loss, physical hardship, and isolation while ranching and hunting. The book suggests that these conditions stripped away social polish and forced him into a more direct relationship with effort, risk, and endurance. That matters because Roosevelt's later public persona depended heavily on these qualities. The frontier experience helped harden his temperament, deepen his sense of purpose, and weaken elitist habits that might have limited his political effectiveness. Knocke treats this stage as an important bridge between private suffering and public action, showing how adversity can become a training ground for authority when it is met with reflection and discipline. Thirdly, using unpublished sources to recover Roosevelt's leadership development. One of the book's distinctive features is its reliance on unpublished letters and interview notes from Roosevelt's contemporaries. This gives Knocke a way to reconstruct the period before Roosevelt became a national icon with greater texture than a standard summary biography might allow. The source base is important because it broadens the perspective beyond Roosevelt's own self-presentation and beyond familiar later narratives about his presidency. By bringing in observations from classmates, reformers, cowboys, and rough riders, the book builds a layered picture of how Roosevelt was perceived in different settings. That method helps explain not only what he did, but how others responded to his style and how he adapted across environments. The evidentiary strategy strengthens the book's historical value, since it offers readers a more detailed look at the interaction between character, reputation, and leadership performance during the years when Roosevelt was still becoming Roosevelt. Fourthly, an American leadership style built from energy, confidence, and moral purpose. The book argues that Roosevelt embodied a leadership style that was specifically American in its tone and ambitions. Knocke repeatedly describes this style as confident, compassionate, energetic, diverse, and visionary. Those qualities are not treated as abstract virtues. They are tied to Roosevelt's actions across politics, reform, and military service. The point is that Roosevelt combined force with civic purpose, making leadership feel dynamic rather than merely administrative. This emphasis helps explain why the book connects him to the idea of the strenuous life, a philosophy that values effort, courage, and engagement with difficulty. Roosevelt's public identity is therefore presented as both practical and symbolic. He led by pushing himself into action and by making action appear morally necessary. The book stands out by showing how a leadership style can become culturally influential when it aligns personal conviction with national ideals. Lastly, from New York politics to national prominence leadership under public pressure, Knocke also traces Roosevelt's movement from early political office in New York to wider national authority, showing how different institutions tested different aspects of his leadership. In the New York State Assembly, and later as New York City Police Commissioner, Roosevelt had to operate in political systems that demanded visibility, judgment, and reform-minded energy. These roles helped establish him as an active public figure before his rise to the presidency. The book uses this progression to show that leadership is situational, as well as personal. Roosevelt learned to lead by adjusting to different audiences, bureaucracies, and levels of responsibility. His career path demonstrates that public effectiveness depends on more than charisma. It requires tactical adaptation, institutional understanding, and the ability to carry principles into messy environments. By focusing on these stages, the book explains how Roosevelt converted early political experience into national credibility. In conclusion, this book will be most useful to readers interested in Theodore Roosevelt, American political biography, and leadership as a historical problem rather than a simple personality trait. It offers value to general readers because it is readable and focused, and to students of leadership because it treats character development, adversity, and public action as connected phenomena. Readers who want a concise but interpretive account of Roosevelt's formative years will find it especially helpful. What sets the book apart from many other Roosevelt biographies is its narrow but purposeful focus on leadership formation. Instead of trying to cover every episode in the president's long career, Knocke concentrates on the experiences that shaped how Roosevelt learned to lead. The use of unpublished letters and contemporaneous accounts adds freshness, while the emphasis on the Badlands, reform politics, and the strenuous life gives the narrative clear analytical direction. As a result, the book stands out as both a historical portrait and a study in how public leadership is built through experience, self-discipline, and adaptation. If you would like to support John Knocke, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.